says specific request was made to excise that portion of the briefing. We do not know who made the request to edit the video or why it was made.
Former spokeswoman Psaki, now director of communications at the White House, denies she had anything to do with the video's editing.
This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first.
Excited about being able to host some guests that are going to talk about an event coming up that's very, very special in just a moment. But I did want to let you know, if you happen to be listening in and you're in the Hunterdon County, New Jersey, or central New Jersey area, for the weather forecast real quick. Today, scattered showers before 2 p.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 2 and 3 p.m., then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 3, cloudy with a high near 77. Tonight, chance of showers before 8 p.m., then a slight chance of showers after midnight, mostly cloudy with a low about 50. Saturday, chance of showers mainly before 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 59. Light west wind increasing 9 to 14 miles per hour and about 40% chance of precipitation. On Saturday, chance of rain, showers before 5 a.m., then a chance of rain, snow showers, if you can believe that, mostly cloudy with a low about 31. Sunday, a chance of snow showers again before 8 a.m., mostly sunny with a high of 43, and then partly cloudy with a low around 30 on Sunday night, chance of rain on Monday with a high about 56.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
My priorities as Secretary of Defense will be to strengthen military readiness, strengthen our alliances.
At his Senate confirmation hearing, with both parties singing his praises, Defense Secretary nominee James Mattis also spoke about Russia.
Russia is raising grave concerns on several fronts, and China is shredding trust along its periphery.
The Senate Armed Services Committee has voted to waive the requirement that retired General Mattis be a civilian for at least 7 years before becoming Defense Secretary as well.
That's USA's Joe Gomez. Police in Orlando say a cop killer who's still on the run shot and killed Master Sergeant Deborah Clayton while she was lying on the ground defenseless a few days ago. Markeith Lloyd apparently wearing a bulletproof vest at the time, so authorities say he may not be taken into custody peacefully. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
Two members of the famed American-based jazz and R&B band Tower of Power in an Oakland, California hospital this morning after they were struck by a train last night. Drummer Dave Garibaldi and bassist Mark Van Wageningen were crossing tracks when the Amtrak train hit them. The two men were in critical condition when taken to Highland Hospital, but they did later regain consciousness. Garibaldi and Van Wageningen were on their way to a nightclub at the time where the band was scheduled to play. The U.S. House expected to join the Republican move to roll back Obamacare today as House members are going to take up a resolution the Senate passed yesterday. House Speaker Paul Ryan calling it a procedural start to the process of repealing that health care law.
We want to do this at the same time and in some cases in the same bill.
Okay.
So we want to advance repealing this law with its replacement at the same time.
Ryan at a CNN town hall. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Results of a Justice Department probe into the Chicago Police Department to be made public in a couple of hours. The 13-month-long investigation was launched after the release of a video of the fatal police shooting of a teenager named Laquan McDonald. The report is expected to detail a police pattern of violating residents' constitutional rights. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is expected to announce the results at a courthouse, and Mayor Rahm Emanuel says he will accept them and the full report and will use it to make needed changes. New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio sharing some details of a phone call he had with President-elect Donald Trump. Reporter Ethan Harp asking the mayor about his battle to get back some of the $500,000 a day the city is spending on security around Trump's Manhattan high-rise.
I think his message to New York City was, we hear you on the impact of the security costs. And let's work together on this issue.
De Blasio praised the brief call from Mr. Trump about the roughly $37 million the city is expected to spend through Inauguration Day.
No guarantee of an outcome, because that has to be done by the Congress. But I appreciate it, of course, on behalf of all New Yorkers.
The mayor spoke at a Brooklyn event on affordable housing, something he says will also be a top priority in future calls with the Trump White House.
And while many performers have said no, Paul Anka says he'll sing at Donald Trump's inauguration. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies and a high near 49. Northwesterly winds around 14 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 21. North winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour, becoming light after midnight. Saturday, snow is likely, mainly after 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 32. And light and variable winds becoming southerly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 60%. New snow accumulation of less than a half an inch is possible. Saturday evening, snow likely again, mainly before 8 p.m., cloudy skies and a low around 26. South winds around 6 miles per hour will become northwesterly after midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. New snow accumulation of less than a half inch is possible. On Sunday, mostly sunny skies and a high near 37. Northwesterly winds will be between 3 and 8 miles per hour. On Sunday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 22. Martin Luther King Day this Monday will have partly sunny skies and a high near 40 degrees, ending with evening showers as a possibility, as well as sleet between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., then a chance of freezing rain and sleet after 2 a.m. Mostly cloudy skies with a low around 31, and the chance of precipitation is 30%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And you are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show every Friday morning between 10 and 11 here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, which is the host of Hands Across Hunterdon. And we are, of course, the overall nonprofit agency in Hunterdon County, providing resources, linkages to other organizations, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. We are the social services go-to number after social services in Hunterdon and Somerset close for the day, as well as their sheltering mechanism and coordination entity. So we do quite a bit. Your first call for help for anything from basic human resources, support for seniors and persons with disabilities, children, youth, and families, mental and physical health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, and the link when you cannot get through. We've got a direct line to the dispatcher and the bus drivers. So, yep, all of that. And guess what? We are celebrating our 48th year this year. Very exciting to be part of an agency that has been providing assistance to Hunterdon County and even beyond for almost half a century. That's pretty darn amazing. We keep on trucking with a little engine that could. Not a huge budget to do all the things that we do in this. Addition to the first assist, which again is your first call for help 24/7, 365 days out of the year, we've got our own programs and services under various divisions, such as the seniors, so that they can age in place, along with persons with disabilities, a whole gamut of resources for the Latino community, and that includes Hunterdon Hispanos, La Voz, the quarterly newspaper written in both English and Spanish, Ask the Attorney Night, Literacy Services, which actually is open to anyone who's looking for basic literacy instruction in English because their first language is, in fact, English, or someone who is an ESL student. This is a program for adults. It is a one-on-one with an adult tutor. And really, the lesson plans are centered around what that person needs to be employable, to be educated, and to navigate community resources. So the lesson plans are not just about Dick and Jane going for the ball. It is about building a vocabulary that's needed in the workplace, needed in a specific job that they might have already or one that they are hopefully aspiring to and will get. So many different aspects that we have looked at across the needs in the county. So we have established these other programs, and that also includes work connectivity. So if you are someone out there who's looking for a job, please contact us at info@helplinehc.org or work connectivity, that's all one word, at helplinehc.org. And ask us for an application. We are trying to connect Hunterdon County employees with Hunterdon County employers. And so we have employers in the area who want to hire people in Hunterdon County. So if you're listening, again, shoot us off an email at workconnectivity@helplinehc.org, or you can give us a call at 908-782-4357. Please use that number for any one of our resources, whether it's for seniors, the immigrant population in the area, whether it's for employment, again, literacy services, 908-782-4357, or you can call the 1-800 number, which is 272-4630, 1-800-272-4630. For a listing of our resources, our programs and services, please go to www.helplinehc.org and even volunteer, because we're going to be talking about that a lot during this show, because not just Hunterdon Helpline, but many of the nonprofits run on volunteers. We are not funded to the capacity which we would like to serve, and so that requires finding a way to staff all these programs and services without incurring additional expenditures. So that's, in a nutshell, what Hunterdon Helpline does. But again, happy birthday to us. 48 years old this year. We started out as a teen hotline 48 years ago, which certainly was cutting edge. Being able to provide resources for teens, even just a listening ear, developed into, well, you know what? People need services, people need programs, people need information beyond teenagers. So that's where we're at today, and I'm very proud of the work that we do. Very proud of my staff that hangs in there, again, 24/7, trying to find resources for people who are in need. So, 2017. Happy New Year, everybody. We're right in the middle. It's Friday the 13th. That happens to be, usually, there's that caveat, my lucky day. I don't really know why or how it got started, but I think because I liked Friday the 13th and one day must have been great for me, I have decided it's my lucky day, and I probably made it my lucky day because everything is about attitude. And you wake up in the morning and are you going to taste the sourness of the lemons, or are you going to make the lemonade? You make that decision every time you get up in the morning. And so I think maybe that's why Friday the 13th is my lucky day, because I decided on that day good things are going to happen. And so I sort of leave myself open to that. Doesn't mean not so good things will happen, but at least I'm open to the good things. So what's 2017 going to bring to us and to the nonprofit work that many of us do? Well, you know, everybody's kind of sitting on the edge of their seat. There's a new administration in town, and I mean, in Washington town, and everybody wants to see what that's going to be and how that's going to affect me and how that's going to affect my organization and how that's going to affect my business. And so we're certainly going to find out in the next, as they say, as the politicians say, next 100 days, right? What's going to happen? So in the meantime, though, we cannot stop as Hunterdon Helpline doing what we do. Our fellow nonprofits in the area cannot stop doing what they do. And how do we do it? And again, funding is huge. So I had a conversation with somebody who works for a local agency the other day, because they came across someone in need who actually was already not just my client, but several other nonprofits in the area. And the person was upset that this person didn't seem to be getting the resources, getting the help that was needed. And it was very discouraging for the person who was really concerned, But it was discouraging for me, too, because it really showed me, I guess, that while we have all these nonprofits in the area and we keep trudging along, doing our work, oftentimes people outside of our organizations really don't understand what it is, one, that we do, what our successes are, what our failures are, and why they keep happening. It really is amazing to me because we're all wedded to outreach. We're all saying that we have to put the message out there, and I think we do in a certain way. But how does a 48-year-old institution like Hunterdon Helpline meet up with someone who's involved in the community and hear, gee, I didn't know you existed, or gee, I knew you existed, but I didn't know you did all these things. I'm amazed, you know, I have people I know and that I could have referred to you and I didn't. And that comes from, like I said, not just people who are going about their daily business. They don't have a need for any sort of social service, or they don't know anyone who has that need. This is from people who are absolutely engaged in the community and even from other organizations that they don't know when they have to turn someone away because of ineligibility for their program or service. What they should be doing is telling them to call Hunterdon Helpline. And rather than send that person on a wild goose chase calling all these different agencies, which actually happened the other day when this concerned person told me that the other person was in need and it was not understood why no one was helping that person. So, again, we have to get the message out there. I like talking about the other nonprofits because we started GiveHunterdon.org, and we're going to get to that because they do great work. But somebody other than Hunterdon Helpline needs to know that they do good work. And so if you're listening, and I don't care if you're an individual, I don't care if you're a business, another nonprofit, if you're local county leadership, doesn't matter. First and foremost, know that when you hear that someone is in need, the first number that they need to call is Hunterdon Helplines. And again, that's 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. And I'll tell you why. So this person who was concerned had started calling all the agencies that the person in crisis had been calling and asking them why this person wasn't in need. It was a lot of work. My hat is off to that person for trying to take charge of the situation. But had that person called us first, they would have known that Helpline, along with at least three other agencies, were already enveloping this person in need with a service plan, not just one program or service, but a service plan for housing, for employment, for education. And I guess the moral of the story for me, if you will, is that no matter how I try to put it out there, no matter how my fellow agencies try to put it out there, it seems sometimes that, like Sisyphus, we are pushing that ball up that hill, and it just keeps coming down again, and we have to keep hurrying up and trying to get it back up. Because in order for us to do our work, all of you people have to know exactly what it is we do, so that if you come across a person in crisis or you are in crisis yourself, that you know where to get help. And the nice thing about Helpline is you don't have to sit there Googling every single keyword that involves your situation and then call 10 programs or services, maybe one of which ends up being something that is suitable to your need. We can connect you with the appropriate organization, the organization that you're eligible for. So, again, 908-782-4357. I've got to stop for a couple of messages, but I'll be right back to tell you how you navigate what we then tell you, or how we connect you and make sure that you're on the right path to success, or again, somebody that you know.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with the organization Hunterdon Helpline, which we've been talking about, and your host of the show. We basically have been saying, okay, somebody's in crisis, what do you do? They need housing. So you go to the computer and you Google housing. Well, one of the reasons they need housing is they're underemployed or unemployed. Well, so they need employment. And here's where you get bogged down in trying to find all those resources. Hunterdon Helpline, as our tagline has said for 48 years, is your first call for help. So should you call us, we do an intake. We determine what your problem, your immediate problem is. And then we also don't just give you a Band-Aid solution for that immediate problem. We determine, along with you, what it is that you need for sustainability and success. So in other words, if we take care of the immediate emergent problem, can that be sustainable? Because if you couldn't pay your rent, and we assist somehow with that, what happens next month? Because you're going to pay your rent this month, you're still going to have the same problem next month, whether somebody helps you today. So we look at that. We look at all the reasons that surround that problem that brought you to this place in the first place. So we then go through our database of 1,500 programs and services. Obviously, we know it fairly well. We don't have to go down the complete list. It's broken into categories, etc. And it's our job as Hunterdon Helpline Community Resource Specialists to know what those agencies are, how they can help, and if a person is eligible. For instance, oftentimes when we ask, what's your birth date? You know, people don't like to give that information. and we have to explain. There are programs for teenagers. There are programs for young women between the ages of, say, 20 and 35. And then there are programs for people who are 60 and older. So rather than give you a program for a female who is 27 in the same predicament as you, we want to make sure that you will be eligible, whether it's according to age, income, etc., and of course where you live. So that's some of the things that we do immediately, determine that. We obviously also need to know what your income is, because that's going to make a huge difference as well. What are you eligible for? Do you already receive assistance? Do you have extenuating circumstances of why you cannot work and therefore you are unemployed? How do we address that situation? Are you eligible for assistance because you have a disability that could supplement another position? So we ask all of that. We go through the entire process and we determine what the course of action, again, along with you, should be. You don't have to follow this, obviously, and you can certainly pick and choose. It's totally up to you. But what Helpline does is provide you with that holistic, the whole and the summary of the parts, rather than just, here's that one little resource for that one little problem that you have. And you'll always have that. So even if you say, well, I'm only going to call this agency, I'm only going to connect with this because right now that's what I need and I have to focus on that. I cannot think about future employment. I cannot think about getting into a certificate program so that I can increase my employability, because right now I'm focused on this. I'm in crisis mode. I'm anxious, etc. That's fine. But you still have the plan we laid out for you, so that tomorrow or next week or even next month, when you've got yourself in a stable situation, you can say, you know what? Now I want to look at those resources. And you can call us back and we can follow up with you and we can see if it's working or not and provide additional resources. So that's the first step in this process. We try to get as much information as possible so that, again, we're not barking up the wrong tree. We're not wasting the client's time. We're not wasting other agencies' time by answering the phone call of the client when they do not have a program that is suitable for that person. So this is what we do. And when the person who is concerned finally got to call us and say, what the heck is going on? Why can't this person be served? You know, we were able to say the person is being served. The person was being enveloped with services by, like I said, at least four agencies, including us, and that we were working on it. So it behooves everyone in a community, and I don't mean to be trite when it says it takes a village. We were accessing that village to help this person. But what the community who is not, who's sort of on the outside looking in needs to understand is how this process is, and also to rely on the process, to understand the process, and to let the agencies involved do their work. So that's why outreach is so important, because it's not just about reaching the one client who needs help. It's about reaching everybody and having them understand so that if they know somebody, they understand the process, they can say, here's how you start it. There's so many things involved in this. So many things. So when we come back, unfortunately, I'm going to talk about the F word, funding, which is a dirty word that nobody wants to talk about. So we'll take this short break and come back and discuss the F word.
We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sorry, this is a civilian. He's shot on iPad.
That's audio from a witness making a call on a wounded trooper's radio after that Arizona trooper is shot by a gunman yesterday in what's being called an ambush attack. The 27-year veteran responding to a car crash near Tonopah when a gunman jumped out and shot him. The suspect was then shot dead by a legally carrying passerby who saw the commotion and stopped to help. The trooper is expected to recover. Meanwhile, new information on the manhunt for a cop killer in Florida. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The chief of police in Orlando says Markeith Lloyd shot and killed Master Sergeant Deborah Clayton while she was laying on the ground defenseless. He was apparently wearing a bulletproof vest at the time, making authorities believe that Lloyd might not be taken into custody peacefully. More than 800 tips have been phoned into Crimeline.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
The weather forecast for the Huntington County area. Sunny skies today with a high near 49. Northwesterly winds around 14 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 21. North winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour, becoming light after midnight. Saturday, snow is likely, mainly after 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 32. Light and variable winds becoming southerly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. New snow accumulation of less than a half inch is possible. Saturday night, snow is likely, mainly before 8 p.m. Cloudy with a low around 26. South winds around 6 miles per hour becoming northwesterly around midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. New snow accumulation of less than half an inch is possible. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 37. Northwesterly winds between 3 and 8 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy and a low around 22. Monday is Martin Luther King Day, and partly sunny skies will prevail with a high near 40. And in the evening, a chance of rain and sleet between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m., then a chance of freezing rain and sleet after 2 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 31. The chance of precipitation is 30%, but the good news, folks, is that as the week progresses, we may see a high near 52. And you're back with Hands Across Huntington. Huntington Helpline Show every Friday morning between 10 and 11 on the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. And I'm so glad to be here. I'm Executive Director of Huntington Helpline. I'm Susan Lax, your host of the show. And today we have been talking about how Helpline does its work in conjunction with other organizations. Very, very important. And when I left the last segment for the break, I said we were going to be talking about the F word, funding. I've been telling a story about how somebody in the community very upset about a person in need and very concerned, and that's really wonderful. We should be concerned, and we should want to help. And how the person was trying to navigate resources to determine why the person was or was not being helped, and finally accessed Huntington Helpline to get the information and to find out that the person was, in fact, being helped. But one of the things that rears its ugly head even when we connect somebody with an organization, is that word funding. The nonprofits who struggle every day with budgets that truly, don't come close to $500,000, let alone $1 million, are out there on the front lines doing this work with very little resources. Funding has always been an issue. Back in the day when Jane Addams established Hull House, I could just see her trudging door to door, asking people to help fund her project. But it's gotten worse, obviously, since the recession. There's little funding in comparison to maybe 10 years ago. Not only has funding become more limited, eligibility for funding has become more restricted. The outcomes and measurements required are more severe, for lack of a better word. And so nonprofits are constantly struggling with, where do we get the funds to continue these services? And when we do, how many people can be served based upon the funding that we've received? So the program may be in existence, but what about capacity? And how do we increase capacity? Really, truly, it's with funding. And I promised we were going to talk about volunteers. I'm going to save that for the last segment. But yes, volunteers reduce our expenditures. But that doesn't negate the fact that we still need funding. We still have staff. We still have people who supervise those volunteers. We still have an infrastructure we have to pay for. We still have the materials, supplies, etc., for the programs and services that we need. So how do we do it? It's very difficult to do it if the funding isn't there. And if the funding is there, how much is it and how many people can we serve as a result? And also, nonprofits are constantly talking about the fact lately that we have to change not the system, but the, I guess, requirements of the foundations and state, federal, and county funders, and even the donations that we receive, the donors who provide us with those donations, because right now most grants require that you keep the amount of the grant limited as far as administrative costs and operating costs. Some of them put a cap on that as low as 5%. Well, there's no program or service that can be run with a wisp of air. People's salaries have to be paid. So the first little pop-up should be, well, maybe you're overpaid. Maybe you have to look at that. I guarantee you that with few exceptions, the salaries are low. And sometimes I'm embarrassed to say what the salaries start at is 100 in helpline. And try as I might to give a deserving salary, the funding, again, comes into play. Very, very difficult. And then when you have restriction on the funding, when it comes to operating costs, then it becomes even more difficult. So it's a real problem. A very real problem. And in addition to it being a very real problem, the community needs to understand these limitations on the nonprofits that are doing this work. I could tell you right now that I have a waiting list for my senior programs. I have a waiting list for my literacy services programs. And the reason for that is due to funding, for sure. Because, yes, I need volunteers in both those areas, and volunteers are quote-unquote free, and we'll talk about that, like I said, in the next segment. But still, to get those volunteers, think of the work we have to do in terms of advertising, in terms of training, in terms of coordination, and so forth. So even one volunteer costs us the expenditure of a staff person. So these are things that we really need to put out there. And I mentioned givehundreden.org. There's 14 of us. I hope there'll be more this year. We're going to really try to push it forward. But what it is it's nonprofits coming together collectively to try to reach out to the community and let these issues be known so that we can, in fact, help people and more people and do it successfully and do it efficiently. And so by coming together as a collective, we are able to pull resources for, say, an ad in a newspaper. We are able to capitalize on social media. We're able to reach out together as a group to make people aware of who we are, what we need, whether it's monetary donations, volunteers, or equipment. And it's been a real experience to be working with the other 13 nonprofits because we've learned so much. We've learned about marketing. We've learned more about outreach. We've learned, more importantly, more about what each other does. So you can visit givehundreden.org, see the organizations involved, learn about them, learn about their needs, and, you know, make your decision in terms of where would you like to put an extra few dollars that you might have, or your volunteer time, or you got a new computer for the holidays and the old one is still usable and something that somebody else can use, donate it. Think about it. www.givehundreden.org. Givehundreden.org. Going to take another break and come back, and we are going to talk about volunteers.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Huntington Helpline, your host of the show. You can reach us at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. 1-800-272-4630. Visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org to learn more about what our First Assist program is 24/7 or our individual standalone programs that reach out to the community in terms of literacy, helping seniors age in place, work, employment opportunities, education opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. So I promise we're going to talk about volunteers, and I'm going to talk about volunteers in a different way. I'm not just going to ask you to volunteer for Huntington Helpline and the other organizations comprising givehuntington.org. Why? Because I really want people to understand what the practical side of this is for a nonprofit. When somebody comes to us to volunteer, we are so, so grateful. It's manna from heaven. It's Candyland. It's, you know, just it warms the cockles of my heart. But there's a practical side of it. When you come to volunteer, there's a commitment involved. So in order to help you understand that, we have orientation. That means our staff people will sit down with our potential volunteers and we'll explain what the programs are that they are volunteering for, what is the time commitment, what is the long-term commitment, etc., etc. The volunteer then goes on to say, okay, I'm here, I'm doing it, I'm ready. Okay, then that volunteer goes through training. The training can be maybe a day's training, as in the case of our programs for seniors, or it could be a five-week course and supplemental training, as in the case of literacy services. All of these things require time and money. So the volunteer doesn't come inexpensively, doesn't come free. Then when the volunteer goes through the training, there's the coordination of that volunteer within the program. Matching them up, say in the friendly visitor program, matching them up with an adult learner in literacy services, etc., etc., or even just in-house clerical work that needs to be done. Again, time and money is expended by coordinating that effort. Then you say, okay, well, once you're through all of that, those three steps, then it shouldn't cost you any money, and that volunteer is really taking the place of paid staff. Well, we still have to continue our outreach to the volunteer. We still have to be there to answer questions. We still have to contact the volunteer, sometimes on a bi-monthly basis or a monthly basis, to find out what they've done, if they're out in the field with a senior or an adult tutor. And all that information has to be culled and documented. And again, that costs time and money. Now, I'm not saying this because I want you to have the opinion that volunteers are in any way a burden. But there is a practical side to this, particularly when you're looking at funding. You go back to that F word. And that practicality is, particularly when we write a grant, we actually put a dollar amount on that volunteer. And we have to put a dollar amount on the volunteer as an in-kind expenditure. But oftentimes, there's no place for us to show that while that volunteer is taking the place of, say, I'll just randomly say somebody making, say, $10 an hour. So we don't have to pay that. It doesn't take into consideration the training, the coordination, etc. And remember, now we go back to administrative and operating costs, which oftentimes have a cap. Generally anywhere from 5 to 15% of what you're asking for, your budget, the program. So, these are very important things. And when you go to www.givehundreden.org to look at the work that is being done in our community by these incredible organizations, and you look at their needs page, and you want to volunteer, you want to donate monetarily, you want to provide equipment, etc. Just take into account how much your time, your money, your resources, how valuable and how needed they are. But look at it in terms, again, of the dollars and cents, because it's so important that the community realizes when we ask for donations, again, it's not just about the salaries. It's about everything. And the amount of effort, time, money, etc. that goes into it. So even when you say, well, you know, the volunteer does this, so this program is free. No such thing. And that's just when I gave you the dollars and cents that would go into training a volunteer. Again, now it doesn't even include the materials, the supplies, the things we provide the volunteer as support resources. The world of nonprofits, it's very complicated. On the surface, it looks so wonderful. Just a beautiful coming together of people who care about other people and really want to make a difference. And on the other hand, there's a practicality side to it that, like any business, has to be reckoned with. Think about it. Like I said, you can visit 100 Helpline, your first call for help, at www.helplinehc.org. Please go there. Please see what we do. Please familiarize yourself with this 48-year-old institution in Hunterdon County, serving 24/7, 365 days. And don't forget to visit www.givehunterdon.org and celebrate the nonprofits in our area that do incredible work every day. Gotta go. Thanks for tuning in.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Sorry, this is a civilian. He's shot on, or feed on iPad.
That's audio from a witness making a call on a wounded trooper's radio after that Arizona trooper is shot by a gunman yesterday in what's being called an ambush attack. The 27-year veteran responding to a car crash near Tonopah when a gunman jumped out and shot him. The suspect was then shot dead by a legally carrying passerby who saw the commotion and stopped to help. The trooper is expected to recover. Meanwhile, new information on the manhunt for a cop killer in Florida. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The chief of police in Orlando says Markeith Lloyd shot and killed Master Sergeant Deborah Clayton while she was laying on the ground defenseless. He was apparently wearing a bulletproof vest at the time, making authorities believe that Lloyd might not be taken into custody peacefully. More than 800 tips have been phoned into Crimeline.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shop